Pedro Bernal is putting the finishing touches on a 450-kilowatt solar project at the Imperial Valley Office of Education in El Centro.
These wires are coming from the transformer down there. Once they're spliced, we'll be able to get power from the solar panels.
Bernal recently started a 5-year electrical apprenticeship. It's one of the few local training programs designed to prepare workers for skilled, well-paying jobs in the area's budding renewable energies industry. The valley has vast potential to generate solar, geothermal, wind, and biomass energy, and with it, an estimated 20,000 jobs during the construction phase, and ultimately thousands of permanent jobs for the region's residents. The current unemployment rate here is 32%, higher than anywhere else in the country. Thus far, the hoped-for renewable energy boom has been more like a sputter. Many projects have been delayed or abandoned completely, but now work has finally begun. One geothermal plant and one solar plant are currently under construction, and companies hope to break ground on several more projects by the end of the year. Overall, about 36 renewable energy projects are in the development pipeline. The companies behind those projects will need skilled workers with experience in renewable energy. That's where training programs come in, like the one Bernal is enrolled in.
Throughout the apprenticeship, basically what you do, you come in 2 nights a week during the night. One night is theory, and the other night will be lab.
On a recent afternoon, Danny Machane, who helps run the program, gives a presentation to a group of potential applicants. Machane is an organizer with the Electrical Workers Union.
So during the day, you'll be working for one of our contractors. So you're actually going to be working, making money.
This fall's incoming class of apprentices is the largest yet, 15 people. Bernal, who is one of the freshmen, says he's happy to be done bouncing around between low-wage jobs. First-year apprentices make $14.65 an hour, plus pension benefits, health care for them and their families, and a free education.
This is the most high-paying job I've had. And I've been working since I was 18, and I'm 24 now. So yeah, this is definitely going to be a career.
Job prospects are looking better for these apprentices than they have in a number of years. Ramon Castro is in his final semester of the program.
When I first came in, we had some work, but it was always iffy if we were going to get onto another project. And now, I mean, it's just seeing these guys are getting picked up. And it's mainly the big rush out here to catch, you know, the solar power. And I know that I'm going to be employed. I mean, not for sure, not 100%, but I feel confident. I feel good.
Of course, most of the jobs expected to come with new green energy projects will only last during the construction phase, generally a period of 1 to 5 years. After that, workers have to hope another construction boom will take its place, either here in the Imperial Valley or nearby. That's just the nature of the business, says Danny Machane, the union rep.
We're a construction local. That's what we train for, to go out to a job and basically work ourselves out of a job.
For now, construction workers here just hope to ride the rising renewable energy wave as long as they can. In the Imperial Valley, I'm Jill Replogle.